What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Browns wide receiver situation has been one of my favorite head scratchers for years. Terry McLaurin is an outstanding wide receiver for the Washington Commanders. He's been really good since he came into the NFL from Ohio State University and has stacked up 1,000-yard seasons. And last year, he was Jaden Daniels' safety valve security blanket. And they really hit it off. So the great young quarterback of Washington, the great veteran wide receiver who's still a pretty young guy, really hit it off. And he wants, wanted a new contract. And it's been going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And he showed up for camp and he didn't get a contract and everything else.
Right.
So Terry McLaurin has now requested a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And he just would like to, be moved along. Now, we've heard of people before, Andy, requesting trades, and it leads to getting the contract that they want from the team they're with, despite previous things.
Have we heard that story around here lately?
I remember rumblings of such.
Some really good football player?
Yeah. And, you want to go win, you want to win a Super Bowl, oh, wait a minute, here's a great contract, I'm good to go. I get that. It's about getting paid. I'm sorry. It's about getting paid. If you win a Super Bowl, great. If you don't make any money and you win a Super Bowl, great. You have a ring, but you don't have all the money. I'd rather have all the money. So there you go. And apparently Myles Garrett did too. So that's great. Whether Terry McLaurin wants the ring or whatever, I think Terry wants to get paid. Could he get paid here in Cleveland? What do you think?
You want an answer?
Yeah.
After 2026, he could get paid here.
Yeah, well, that doesn't do you any good.
No, it doesn't.
No, because this is the 2025 season.
Yeah, I know. That's
then there's 2026.
Yeah.
Our buddy Nick Shook from NFL.com does a great job writing. He's a Kent Stater and local guy. Said six trade destinations, possibly, to pursue the two-time Pro Bowler.
Interesting that he uses six.
Terry,
I'll tell you why in a minute.
Terry McLaurin. And he starts out with the Chargers, which makes sense. Mike Williams just retired from there. And Ladd McConkey, good young receiver. He's coming on. Raiders. Raiders lost Devontae Adams. They still have Jacoby Myers. Jets also lost Devontae Adams.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
Patriots. They have Stephon Diggs, but maybe not a whole lot else other than some young guys. San Francisco. They no longer have Deebo Samuel because he's now a Washington Commander. And then the sixth team that he has listed, Cleveland Browns. But now, see, here's the deal. And Nick points out any deal for Terry McLaurin would likely include a previously agreed-upon extension. Sure, because that's what he wants is a new contract. And he says, and that theoretically would eliminate Cleveland because they have a big cap deficit in 2026, and it would rule them out. Beyond 2026, he says they have a lot of money. But if you're Terry McLaurin, you're going to go to a place where you're not going to get the money you want and know that you're risking the injury without getting that money? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't sign.
I can tell you we do guaranteed money around here. We know how to do that. We do better than any other team.
But if they can't do that.
Yeah, I know. Guaranteed down the road, that's all I can do.
But But you can't guarantee 2 or 3 years down the road, can you? Because let's just say he got a serious injury and was out. You know, I don't know how they could guarantee him money several years down the road. I would actually like to get him here. And if you had a wide receiving group of Terry McLaurin as receiver 1 or 1A, Jerry Jeudy as receiver 1 or 1A, or call them both 1As, and then Deontay Johnson if he's able to figure it out, and Cedric Tillman if he's able to show that the few games that he really lit it up with Jameis Winston and with Joe Flacco, actually, the year before, if those are legit. If those were your 4 wide receivers with Jamari Thrash as number 5, Andy, great, let's go. I would think your wide receiving core would be outstanding at that point. I would like it because I think every guy on this wide receiving core right now is kind of considered one spot higher than he should be. Maybe not for Jeudy, but you know, to think that Jeudy is Justin Jefferson, you know, to think that he's Jamar Chase is optimistic thinking on the part of Browns fans. He's a good wide receiver. I'm glad he's here. But, you know, you could bring in Terry McLaurin, and then you've got 2 alpha dogs at receiver. That would be great. But I don't think it's possible. I also don't think, other than money, the price tag would be exorbitant. Washington might say, well, we're not trading him unless we get a number one. Well, good luck getting a number one for him. And I say that for this reason. McLaurin was in the draft class of 2019, along with 3 guys who were traded this offseason. Or 2 guys. DK Metcalf went from Seattle to the Steelers. And DK Metcalf's career numbers are really similar to Terry McLaurin's. A few fewer receptions, a few fewer yards, and a few more touchdowns. And the Steelers got DK Metcalf from Seattle for a 2025 second rounder and a late round pick swap. So I think that might be the most comparable thing you could deal with. Christian Kirk was also in that draft class, and he went from Jacksonville to the Texans for a 7th round pick next year. And Christian Kirk is good. I don't think he's as good as McLaurin. I don't think he's as good as Metcalf, but he's still good. And then, you know, George Pickens got traded this offseason as well. And George, a younger guy than those wide receivers, but he went to Dallas, and the compensation there, he went with a 6th round pick in exchange for a 2020.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
26th, 3rd, and a 2027 5th. So if Washington thinks, hey, we're going to get 2 number ones, or we're going to get a number one for Terry McLaurin, I think they're mistaken. And I don't know that they're even contemplating a trade. They just might say, hey, Terry, great. Glad you're talking about that. We're not trading you. And if I was them, that's what I'd do. I mean, I've got Jaden Daniels over here. We brought in Deebo Samuel to add to the wide receiver crew. We didn't bring him in to be the wide receiver crew. And come to think of it, Deebo was also in that draft class. And they got Debo for a song. He was in the 2019 draft class. So, you know, you've had three guys in that class already traded. And Washington should know, you know, hey, we know what we just gave up for a good wide receiver at that age. So we're not going to get a ton for McLaurin. I just don't think the Browns can pull it off from a financial standpoint, Andy. I don't think they have the funds to make Terry McLaurin happy for this year or next, which means, well, then, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, why Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't know why Cleveland. That's a great question. And then you have to ask yourself, his agent's Buddy Baker.
One hell of a guy in the number three. Did he drive three before Dale Earnhardt?
Who?
Buddy Baker.
Anyway.
Legendary NASCAR driver,
yeah.
Buddy Baker.
DeAndre Carter is his agent, too. So I was just trying to find out if there's any, I don't know if there's any, I mean, it seems like he's been able to get deals done with the Browns before. So I don't know if that's, if his agent had anything to do with it. I don't know how much he's looking. I think it's the financial woes that would, like if they had the money, I think they'd go out and get him in a second.
Well, I think they would try, and I would think they should.
I also thought it was interesting that
Commanders gave up a fifth, by the way, for Debo Samuel. So again, I don't think the trade compensation would be a ton.
It's the cash on our end.
I wonder if they could do this, and I don't know if you would, and I don't know how it would work out money-wise. I'll readily admit that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could trade a player for Terry McLaurin. You got a player you could trade for Terry McLaurin? Would that make it work financially? And then you could extend him?
Based on Terry McLaurin's current contract in Washington? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. But then again,
you'd have to start matching numbers.
And I don't know if you could do that.
I also thought, you know, you said, you know, Nick Shook had six teams that he thought would be good fits, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? CBS has five. The Browns are not one of them. Yeah. And in fact, they have the Chiefs on there rather than the phenomenal Patriots.
He'd be a phenomenal Chief.
Could you
imagine him with Patrick Mahomes?
Oh man.
And the Chiefs have added some wide
receivers. But they also don't have a ton of cap space either.
But they have some issues, you know, some of the Chiefs' wide receivers. Rashee Rice, obviously.
Does that change, if the Browns got Terry McLaurin, does that put them in, I don't know, even though, does that put them in playoff talk?
No.
Now, how many wins is Terry McLaurin worth to the Browns roster? Is there a war for that?
Who's throwing him the football?
I think Joe Flacco can get him the football. I just hope he's there for 17 games. That's the thing.
I think he would be a nice addition to the team. I will just leave it at that. But I don't think the Browns can pull it off based on the money. And from everything that I've read from folks who know a heck of a lot more about the money situation.
It's the financial part, right? I think if Jimmy has him at his way and could just cut a check, boom, he'd be here in a second.
It's done.
And it'd be guaranteed for him, too.
Well, sure.
I mean, he'd be in Strongsville living next to Bill Cowher if he wanted to.
Well, sure. Why not? Wouldn't that work out great?
Yeah. Well, Bill needs someone to watch the house while he's not there.
I just don't think it's possible. But you never know.
It's good to dream, isn't it?
Well, I'm still dreaming about getting somebody in here at wide receiver who can add to the group.
Who would you have to give up on a one-for-one deal?
Andy, I don't have any idea.
I would think
someone of significance.
Like Denzel Ward, right? Like that.
No, that's, I think that's way too high of a price.
Well, yeah, especially if would you say you just had a wide receiver if it went for a six-round pick? Is that what you said? Debo for a fifth. Okay.
Yeah, the Commanders picked up Debo Samuel for a fifth.
Jamari Thrash was a fifth-round pick. You think they'd go for that?
No.
Oh. Just trying to go one-for-one.
Well, that wouldn't make the money work.
Jerome Ford, fifth round pick. Would that work?
They don't need him.
Oh. I don't have another fifth round pick.
Well,
Cameron Mitchell.
No, it's not the fifth round. It's the money.
I'm just trying to make it happen here, Jeff.
I'm an
idea man. I'm Chuck.
No, Chuck was the guy that he told was he was an idea man.
Chuck was Arthur Fonzarelli, wasn't he?
Henry Winkler's.
Arthur Fonzarelli in my world. Yeah. Sorry. When you become so attached to a character on a television show that they become that character, that means they did a really good job.
Terry McLaurin would add to a group that needs added to, I think, on the Browns. In fact, I have a comparison that you're not going to like.
Oh, great. I love when you set things up that way.
I have a comparison that you, Andy Baskin, are not going to like.
You're going to give him DeShone Kizer for Terry McLaurin.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up at 1:30. Coach of the Browns, as they get ready to go into the final week before the preseason begins next Friday. Browns preseason against the Carolina Panthers. They'll practice against the Panthers one day coming up this week. But I have a comparison for the Browns offense, Andy, that you're not going to like at all. And it's next on Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.